Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening, Jonathan.
So last week I talked a bit about my story with wine and how wine was a very familial part of my life. I know that your parents were big fans of spirits.
Gin.
Exactly. Gin. The gin martini was a big thing, which was, and the gin martini was basically gin.
Yes.
Correct?
Gin on the rocks with a few olives. Yes.
Exactly. So Let's talk about how you got into wine, because it's a bit of a journey from gin to wine.
My parents were cocktail drinkers on holidays and maybe occasional Sunday dinners. We would have something like Lancer's Rosé or Sparkling Rosé, Asti Spumante on New Year's Eve, that sort of thing. My father's store in Rosedale was over a set of doctor's offices, and there was a dentist next door. And between the doctors and some of my dad's customers, we'd always get liqueurs at Christmas time. And, you know, when we were old enough to taste, my sister and I thought that was the best thing. Like, oh, this is chocolate cherry and this one's mint and, you know. I grew up in a house that maybe didn't drink with much sophistication, but we always ate very well and food was very important. My grandmothers were fabulous cooks. My mother's a fabulous cook. I love to cook. That was sort of my entry into wine.
So food was your entry into wine.
Yeah. I know I've mentioned on the air before that when I was at Loyola, Paul Lucas, who is a wine writer, was in charge of the honors program and would host students at his home, but also hosted a wine tasting for our graduation that sort of blew my mind when I had Sauternes and Roquefort at the same time. When I was in graduate school, I sort of realized that maybe that was not the path I wanted to take. And I was still cooking a lot and I had friends that liked to eat and we would go and buy wine and try different things. And so while I was writing my doctoral dissertation, I was also doing information interviews in the wine industry. And I remember being told retail was the best place to learn. So when I moved back to Baltimore from Chicago, I went up to the Rotunda Wine and Spirits, which was the former incarnation of the Wine Source, and just asked for a job. And David Wells was kind enough to take a chance on me. I had wonderful colleagues who really took time to answer my questions and take me under their wing. We had really good salespeople. I got to travel a fair bit. And I learned from my customers as well, all the time still eating and drinking. And from there, I started writing about food and wine, and here we are. And I still remember the time that you and Kevin Addix came into the Wine Source to do some tasting with us. And I think not long after, I met you at a party and I said, oh, if Kevin ever doesn't want to do it, I'd like to do this show with you. And then you called and asked me to, which was great.
Kevin got very busy. He's doing a million zillion things and it worked out very, very nicely for everyone.
Yeah. This has been a great way to keep thinking about wine and talking about wine, even though I don't work full-time in the business anymore. And there's a part of me that really misses that. And this helps fill that space a little bit. And I love talking to people about wine. I think that's the best part. When I run into someone at the farmer's market or at my day job or just when I'm out shopping and they want to know what we're tasting or how we came up with this topic, or wine is about connecting.
I agree. Well, if you have stories about your personal wine journey, please drop us a note on the website at wbjc.com. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.